So I want to actually move on to wild type disease. And I wanted to begin by asking Chandra to comment on the publication that a JCO of the so-called Point Break study.
So the Point Break study looked at the investigation arm of 4599 as the control arm.
So that's carbo,
paclitaxel, bevacizumab,
followed
by
Bev.
Maintenance Bev. And then the second investigational arm of the study was carboplatin pemetrexed Bev, followed by Pem Bev as a combination. So actually, there are two variables in the study, that in the front part, there is Pem instead of paclitaxel, but in the second part, also, there is addition of Pem in addition to Bev. So actually, if there was a third arm without Bev, then I guess the study would have been more definitive. So if it was carbo-Pem followed by Pem alone, that study would have been more informative as compared to the trial as set. So these two arms of the study, it was powered as a superiority trial, and the trial did not meet its endpoint of superiority. And actually, numerically, in terms of overall survival, the carbo-Pem Bev followed by Pem Bev was numerically inferior but not statistically different. So if you look at the numbers were the median survival of the Pem arm was 12.6 months versus 13.4 months for the ECOG 4599 arm of the study.
So Mark, I'm kind of curious, you've been involved in the middle of the Point Break study, what your global take on it is, and starting to get into the issue of what you do in your own practice. What would you say about what the key takeaway here is and what it means to clinical practice?
I mean, one of the big advances in adenocarcinoma, non-small cell lung cancer therapy was ECOG 4599, adding Bev to our old favorite carboplatin/paclitaxel. At the same time, we have the sense based on the Scagliotti data that pemetrexed actually is a better drug, at least better when compared to gemcitabine. Okay? I was never convinced that it was necessarily better than a taxane. We had phase two data from Dr. Patel, small phase two trial, carbo, Pem, Bev, followed by Pem, Bev maintenance. That looked encouraging, more encouraging to some, less encouraging to others. But it kind of set up the Point Break trial, which, as Chandra points out correctly, it's really in the first four cycles, is pemetrexed more active than paclitaxel in a Bev-eligible population? The answer to that is no. The response rates were 33% on both arms. Does the maintenance strategy, we've had this excitement about maintenance therapy, does the two-drug strategy, we had both switch and continuation maintenance data come out with Pem. Maybe that seemed like a good idea. When you look at the overall survival, there is no difference. Now, there's a modest benefit in PFS in favor of the Pem Bev maintenance versus Bev alone maintenance, and I characterize it as modest. So how has this changed my practice? I use more paclitaxel when I give Bev. I don't do two-drug maintenance. I do one-drug maintenance. And I tend to use bevacizumab maintenance if I use bevacizumab first, because once you use or stop using Bev, you can't go back, essentially. Pem, since it has an indication in first, second, in maintenance therapy, you have much more flexibility in terms of going back to that drug.